Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The story is told of a wealthy old man and his son who loved collecting art. They had dozens of pieces of work by Picasso and Van Gogh and lots of other popular artists. They had pictures and paintings hung around their mansion that people came and enjoyed. One year, when the nation was at war, the son had to leave to go off and defend his country. And in early December that year, the father got a telegram. His son had been killed. Distraught and lonely, the old man struggled to face Christmas. He only did so with anguish and sadness. On Christmas morning, there came a knock on the door. He opened the door, and before him stood a soldier. And that soldier said, "I was friends with your son. I did a portrait of him, and I thought you would like to have it, and so I am bringing it to you today." Overcome with emotion, the old man pushed aside all of the other paintings that were over the fireplace and hung the painting, the portrait of his son, over that fireplace. But he was unable to overcome his grief, and in the spring he died. The art world anxiously awaited the day when all of those paintings would be sold at auction. They learned that the old man's will was that the auction be held on Christmas Day. And so finally that Christmas Day arrived, and art collectors from around the world showed up. They gathered impatiently, and they kind of pushed and shoved, waiting for some of the world's greatest art to be sold. Finally, the auctioneer stood up to the podium and began the bidding on the son's painting first. The auctioneer said, "Who will give me an opening bid for this beautiful painting?" There were no bids. The auction said, "This is a wonderful painting. Won't someone give me a bid?" Still, there was no one to do so. A little frustrated at that point, the auctioneer said, "Surely someone will take a painting of a connoisseur of all this wonderful art." And the room still remained silent. Finally, someone said, "Who cares about the painting of some unknown kid? It's just a picture of the old man's son. Let's move on to the good stuff." The auctioneer calmly explained that, according to the old man's will, the painting of the son had to be sold first. And so the auctioneer said, "Now who will take the son?" After a few minutes of silence, one of the old man's neighbors said, "Well, I knew the boy, so I'll take it. I bid $10. The auctioneer said, "$10, going once, going twice, sold." And so the neighbor took the son. The auctioneer looked at the room filled with people and, with great composure, announced that the auction was over. Stunned silence filled the room for several seconds. And then someone finally said, "What do you mean it's over? There's millions of dollars worth of paintings here. And so far, we've only sold a picture of some unknown kid. Let's get on with this." And the auctioneer replied, "The father's will specifically states, whoever gets the son gets it all." And the neighbor who bought the son, who took the son, got it all. Whoever takes the son gets it all. That's really the Christmas story. It's certainly the story of Joseph. You remember that, as we just heard, Mary and Joseph came to Bethlehem. Joseph had been approached by an angel who said, Joseph, you don't need to worry. What is conceived in Mary is of the Holy Spirit. And so the angel said, you don't need to worry, Joseph. God would like you to be the father of his son. And so Joseph was convinced, and Joseph's anxiety was gone. And in faith, Joseph took the son. In spite of all the potential harm to his reputation, he took Mary to be his wife, and he accepted Jesus as his own son to care for. And she will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins, the angel told Joseph. That Hebrew word translated Jesus means the Lord saves. Jesus, God's son, now Joseph's adopted son, will save the people from their sins. Whoever takes the son gets it all. All of God's love, all of God's grace, all of God's mercy. Whoever takes the son receives God's forgiveness and eternal life. Whoever takes the son gets it all. One day an elderly couple was sitting at home, and as the wife headed to the kitchen, the husband said, you know, I'd like a dish of vanilla ice cream. And the wife said, sure, coming up. Her husband said, but shouldn't you write that down to help you remember it? You tend to forget things. She said, don't be silly. It's only vanilla ice cream. I can remember that. Well, yes, the old man said, but I'd like to have some fudge on it. Okay, fudge it will be. And I'd like to have a cherry on top. She said, got it. Don't worry. Coming up. After a little while, the husband began to think, gee, maybe I should go check and make sure that everything is coming out okay and that my ice cream is ready. He walked into the kitchen, and there was a plate on the table of bacon and eggs. And he sat down and said, where's the toast? Fortunately for us, God forgets too. When we confess our sins, then we ask for God's forgiveness, then he forgets those sins. And with that forgiveness comes a new beginning. Our slate is wiped clean. Our soiled earthly robes are made as white as snow. And how is that possible? It's possible because whoever takes the Son gets it all. In Jesus' name, all of our sins are forgiven and forgotten, and we have a totally clean slate. But there's a little bit more that you need to know about this story. Jesus has another name that was given to him by Isaiah in the Old Testament. Isaiah writes, the virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. God with us. That's what that whole book of the Gospel of Matthew is about. In chapter 1, we just read reference to the writing of Isaiah about Jesus be called God with us. And in the middle of Matthew 18, we hear Jesus say, where two or three are gathered in my name, there I am with them also. And then the very last verse of the book of Matthew, we read the words, I am with you always, even until the end of the age. God is with us. In her song titled From a Distance, Bette Midler sings some words, something to the effect of, God is watching us from a distance. But that's wrong. God is not watching us from a distance. He's watching us up close and personal. Our God, the only God, is Emmanuel. He is God with us, up close and personal. He's not watching from a distance. Each Christmas, Jesus enters our messy lives in a world full of muck and mire and chaos and confusion. And he is not only God with us, but God in us, and God standing behind us, and God going before us. And that's why we can say, whoever takes the Son gets it all. And so I invite you tonight, by the power of the Holy Spirit, to take the Son. Maybe for the first time, maybe for the 50th time, maybe for the 500th time. Whoever takes the Son really does get it all. They get every last bit of God's mercy and grace that's packaged and delivered into those two marvelous Hebrew names, Jesus and Emmanuel. Those two names, God saves and God is with us, are God's gift to us this Christmas. Those names are God's Christmas gift for this night and forevermore. Amen. Now may the peace of God that surpasses all understanding keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.